Hello, and welcome to the Sleepy Stories with Daddy podcast. My name is Stephen Batt, a.k.a. Daddy, and I'm here with my four kids.
Ava,
Sienna,
Camden,
Gavin.
And the name of today's story is called Granddaddy's Golf Cart Disaster. Well, let's see. We got to rewind the clock back to 2019. Golly, it's been almost 5 years now. I think back at the time, Ava was about 4 years old, and my granddaughter Sienna was two. And I had just moved from Virginia all the way down to North Carolina, bottom part of the state, where it's just warm enough for them palm trees to grow, and the sun is almost always shining. So, coming up on November, it was almost Thanksgiving, and we invited the family, my daughter and son-in-law and the two girls down for their first trip to our new house in North Carolina. And so I was all anxious about it because I had a surprise waiting for them. We was getting a swimming pool put in, and it was scheduled to be delivered on that Friday, the day they were going to show up. It was going to be filled up with water, and everything was going to be ready for them. So, I'm waiting by the phone, waiting on that pool guy to call early in the morning on that Friday. And daughter had texted me, says she's on her way. And I'm waiting. And pool guy doesn't call by 9 o'clock. And then 10 o'clock comes. I'm getting a little concerned. And about 10:30, phone rings. It's the pool company. And so I answer it. Say, Granddaddy. Oh, Mr. Hartman, we have bad news. The pool water can't be installed today. Well, you all promised me. We had it in the contract. What happened? Well, the driver was coming out of Wilmington, and the big flatbed semi thing in front of him had to slam on his brakes for a deer, and it cut sideways a little, and our water truck jackknifed, and the side of the water tank hit into this front load of piece of heavy equipment on the back of the truck, and it busted the water tank open. The water spilled everywhere. Oh my goodness. Is the driver okay? I was concerned about it, but luckily he was. But unfortunately, that was their only water truck, and he said they're not going to be able to make it until at least the following day. So I was a little perturbed, but, you know, I was just thankful the water guy was all right. And I had to come up with another plan. How are we going to keep these kids occupied when they get down here? But we got other things to do, so it'll be okay. So before I knew it, I'm sitting down on my recliner, and all of a sudden, I hear that ring doorbell chime go off. Oh, yay, the girls are here. And so I run outside, and their van had pulled up. They're just jumping out of the van, and they are so excited. They beeping the horn, and they're, Granddaddy, they're screaming, we're here. And so I come out, yay. And they were looking around at our new house. They were so excited to be there, see our properties down at the end of a cul-de-sac. Nice flat cul-de-sac. We got that nice green tropical Bermuda grass out front. We got palm trees growing. And they come up and give me a big old hug. They're all excited to see me. And I'm like, okay, we're gonna give you this tour of the house. And they're looking, and Ava spots something she'd never seen before, I guess. We got a three-car garage, but it's got one big car garage bay and then one other, like a small, teeny car garage she'd never seen before. She said, Granddaddy, what is that for? You only have two cars. I said, oh, yeah, that's a special garage. And so she says, I want to see what's in there. I said, well, why don't we go inside and get our bags put down, and then we'll come check it out, okay? No, I want to see it now. Okay, fine. So I reached in my pocket. I got a little garage door, you know, keychain opener, and I push the button for the small bay. And the door starts to open up, and her and her sister Sienna are looking with the big wide eyes and smiles on their faces.
And as that little garage door goes up and up and up, they reveal inside there is a brand new shiny turquoise colored golf cart with sparkly silver wheels and a beautiful black top. Whoa! They were so excited. See, we had gotten a golf cart a couple years ago at the beach, and they knew how fun that was. And so they was all excited. Oh, we want to go for a ride. We want to go for a ride. And so I said, well, let's go inside first, and we'll get settled in. We'll get all bags down, and we'll get ready. And so we go inside, and we drop off the bags, and I show them around the rest of the house. I take them out to the sunroom. I've got some toys in there. Big old toy box and a beautiful view looking out to the backyard. And I had the blinds pulled down because I didn't really want them to see the pool out there, especially knowing it was empty. And so we get some things together, and I said, okay, I'll go grab some bread. And we go into the kitchen and get some stale bread that I had been saving up. And we head out onto the golf cart. I said, I'm going to take you guys somewhere special, okay? Oh, yeah. Yay, we're all excited. So the golf cart's got three seats up in the front, three in the middle, and two in the back facing backwards, back toward the street. And so we all pile onto the golf cart. We got I was up front with the two girls. They wanted to sit up front with me, and then we got the daughter and son-in-law back there, Lindsay and Steven, sitting in the middle. And we take off, and we're driving through the neighborhood. I'm pointing, oh, this is where they live. This is where that. I all go down that street. We got a pool and a lazy river and all the things. And we're driving, and the neighborhood's got these little roundabout type of circles in the street. And we're going around. They think it's fun to go around these circles. So we're driving around one of them. And then I said, yeah, you know what that is down there? That's Turtle Bridge. They said, what's Turtle Bridge, Granddaddy? I said, oh, yeah, there's a bunch of turtles down there. We want to see the turtles. They start screaming to see the turtles. I said, okay, yeah, that's fine. So we start driving over there, and it's a little bridge over a small creek that goes down into the neighborhood lake. There's some houses on the creek, and there's a sidewalk over there where you can stand on top of the bridge and see the turtles down there. So we pull up, and there's someone walking their dog, so I'm having to make a tight little U-turn around onto the thing, and I pop up onto the curb, and one of my tires goes right into this mud puddle off the side of the sidewalk, and kind of, whoopsie, mud goes everywhere, and the girls get a good little laugh out of it, but no one got hurt, and I put the parking brake on, we hop off, and I say, all right, come over here now, look over here. And they start looking off the side of the bridge, and they are amazed that there are just turtles everywhere, lining both sides of this creek. Whoa, look at them. Yeah. They're all excited. So I say, okay, here we go. Let's rip up some bread, and y'all can throw it down to the turtles, okay? And so they start tearing off little pieces of bread, and they're tossing them down there. The turtles start coming from left and right, eating up the bread. Now fishes start coming up from the bottom, feeding on the bread. And then before I know it, there's ducks coming. There's geese coming. And then I hear, hey there. I look over. It's Miss Ursula. She lives. She's got a house it backs up to the back of that little creek there. And she's an interesting little woman. I think she really loves the turtles because she's always out there feeding them. And, I wave back to her. Hi there, Miss Ursula. She said, oh, you got some family with you. I said, yeah, I got my granddaughters here and my daughter. This is my daughter and my son-in-law. And so she walks over and she says, oh, do you like my turtles? And the girl's like, yeah, they're cute. She said, oh, yeah, so what are you feeding them? And we said, oh, we're feeding them some bread. I had some stale bread there left over from a couple weeks ago. And she said, oh, bread? Didn't you know you're not supposed to feed turtles with bread? I said, no, I didn't know that. I've been feeding turtles bread for years, I think. Well, not that I feed turtles that often, but when I do, it's usually bread. She said, no, 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 no. That's bad for their digestive systems. You have to feed them real turtle food. I said, real? What is real turtle food? You got some bag of crickets or something? She said, hold on. I'm going to go inside, she said. And she says she's going to bring out some gourmet turtle food. I said, okay, gourmet turtle food. Oh, okay, Mrs. Ursula. So she goes in there and she walks out with two bags in her hand. One of them is big and heavy and the other one's pretty small. I said, okay, that must be for the tiny turtles. She walks over. This bag had to weigh 15, 20 pounds. It was a big old bag and it had a picture of a painted turtle on the front. And it said, sure enough, on there, I'd never believe it. It said, gourmet turtle food. I just started laughing to myself. I said, they'll sell anything now, won't they? Gourmet turtle food for the wild turtles. So she comes over and she says, here you go. This is what I'm talking about. You need to feed these turtles these pellets. I'm going to give you the bag. How long are you here for? We said, oh, we're here through Thanksgiving. She said, all right. Well, I'm going to give you all the bag. And you all come down here anytime you want. I feed my turtles and have fun with it, okay? We said, okay, yeah, that's really great. So I take this giant bag and I'm like, I gotta, I guess, put it on the golf cart and we'll scoop some out and toss it in there. And it was these little brown pellets and, you know, that's fine. I've seen those before at the beach or something, you know, if you want to feed the turtles. So I said, yeah, that's great. Thank you so much, Ms. Ursula. You have a great day. She said, oh, yeah, but before I go, this small bag here. I said, oh, what's that? She said, oh, don't worry. This is for the girls. I was like, oh, you got something for the granddaughters? You didn't even know they were coming. She said, oh, no, it's not for them. But see, I went down to that new magic shop that opened up in Wilmington, right down there by the water, when I was getting the turtle food. And they had some pretty cool-looking stuff in there. So I picked up this bag of, they call them magic slime pellets. I don't know what they do, but I thought these kids might like them. So here you go. She hands the little bag to Ava, and Ava was so excited. Magic slime. I love slime. Oh, what's that, Ava? It's mine, Sienna. No, it's for both the girls. So they take the little pellets, and they put them in their pocket, and they continue on feeding the turtles. So after we finish up, Ms. Ursula heads into her house, and we decide to take off. Okay, I want to sit up front again, said Ava. Yeah, me too, said Sienna. Okay, all right, well, let me put the pellets in the back seat. That way they don't get lost or whatever. So I put the big old bag of the turtle pellets onto the seat there, and I kind of strap it on with the little seatbelt thing, and then we get in and we start to take off, and the tires spinning mud everywhere from when I went into that puddle. I said, shoot, how am I going to get out of that doggone thing? So I kind of stand outside the golf cart and I'm rocking it while, you know, we're kind of trying to push in, and I'm hitting the gas pedal, and it kind of catches a little bit of traction and spins up out of that mud puddle, and boobity bump, we go off the side of the curb, and boom, boom, we're back on the street. Well, I didn't realize what had happened, but evidently that bag of turtle food had popped up and tipped over right when I hit that bump. And a bunch of those turtle pellets fell out of the bag right onto that bridge. And when it happened, the bag was kind of tilted over just far enough. So some of those pellets, as I was driving, were falling out every few feet, a few more pellets and a few more pellets. Anyway, I had no idea what was going on. I was just driving home. And so we put some tunes on the radio. We're having a good time laughing about, talking about the turtle, Miss Ursula, the girls pulling out their little slime pellets and whatever they was called, them slime bubble things from the magic store. And they're talking about what they're going to do with them, read the instructions. Oh, yeah, put them in water, grows 100 times the size and whatever. And I'm like, okay, yeah, we'll play with that later. And so we get back to the house, and I couldn't help it anymore. I said, I've got to show them what's back at the in the backyard. I said, hey, I'm going to show y'all something special, okay? They said, okay. So I drive around the side of my house. In the backyard, there's like a little creek thing, and there's a little bridge we call the boardwalk that we built across the little waterway. And so the boardwalk leads to the pool area. Next to the pool area, of course, I built me a little parking pad for my golf cart so we can go from one pool to the other, no problem, if we want to dip over to the Lazy River in the neighborhood, the Grand Lanai. And so we pull all the way back, and their faces are lighting up as they see Pool Granddaddy. Yeah! They see the hot tub, they see the pool, and they are just, oh, they're so excited. I said, well, no, hold on, don't get too excited. The pool's not done yet. And then we're pulling around down the boardwalk and over to the parking pad, and all the way there's these trail of turtle food. I had no idea. It was just spilling out of this thing from that turtle bridge down the road, around the roundabout, back to my house, through my backyard, and all the way to that parking pad right next to the pool. So I pull in, and they hop out, and they're, even though this pool was empty, they were so excited. Granddaddy, we have a pool! Yes, they were jumping for joy. They said, fill it up! I said, well, no, I don't have this much water. This thing's going to take about 30,000 gallons of water to fill up. But we got a pool truck coming tomorrow that's going to fill up the whole pool with water. Are you excited or what? Oh, yeah, Granddaddy. They were so excited. So we finish up out back, and we're getting called. It's time for supper. And so we go inside, and we have a nice supper. Then after that, we have some homemade strawberry ice cream. Ooh, yeah. Old Joni's always got them delicious snacks for us and all the desserts, and we're enjoying ourselves, having a great time. And so we find our way into the bedrooms, and I tell a little bedtime story, and then before long, they're off into dreamland. But while these girls were off in dreamland, the turtles were wide awake down at Turtle Bridge because, oh, those pellets were everywhere. And so the turtles start crawling up out of Miss Ursula's little creek and up onto the road. And before anyone knew it, there was 100 turtles marching down the road, gobbling up one pellet at a time, at a time, as they went. Oh my goodness. If anyone had seen, they would have thought there was a turtle parade going down the road for Thanksgiving. These turtles marched from the turtle pond all the way around the roundabout, through the streets, in my backyard, and around to the pool. And little did I know that as we were walking inside, that bag tipped over just so. It poured the rest of those pellets into the pool. So, night goes on, and the next morning comes, and we wake up, and we have a beautiful breakfast, and they're so excited. What do you want to do today, girls? I said, we want to go to the Lazy River. We want to go to the pool. I said, well, okay, yeah, we can do all that. Now, the pool guy texted me early this morning, and they're supposed to be here by about a little after lunch to give us some water for the pool. Are you excited? Yeah, Granddaddy, yeah. They were all jazzed up, ready to go for that water. And after breakfast, Ava had remembered about the slime little pellet things that the Miss Ursula had given them. So she says, Granddaddy, can we do the little bit of slime, please? I'll be eating clean. I said, oh. Okay, what is it? Let me see. So they give me the bag, and I'm reading the back. It says, pour in water, but be careful. These beads grow like nothing you've ever seen before. I said, oh my gosh. She got these at the magic store. I don't know how big these things are going to get. I said, why don't we just, start with a couple and just kind of see what happens. And so we go out into the backyard, and I get the hose out, and I take a 5-gallon bucket. I said, just drop in one of these things and just kind of see what happens, Ava. She said, okay. So she drops in a pink one, and we squirt it with a little water. We're looking down. Nothing's happening. all of a sudden, that bucket, I'm telling you, starts shaking. It starts shaking. It was like steam coming out of it. I said, whoa, my gosh, well, something's happening down here. We look, and all of a sudden, that little bead turns from one little bead into a giant bucket full of pink slime. I said, oh, my goodness. Whoa, what do we have here? Ava was delighted. Oh, my God, Mommy, come out here. She's screaming for Mommy and Daddy. You got to see this. This is amazing. I said, oh, no. I heard the words slime. And I said, yeah, Mommy and Daddy, get out here. You got to help with this. I don't know about that slime stuff, but if Mommy and Daddy get out there, they're like, no way. Where did you get this, Granddad? I said, don't blame me. That was Miss Ursula down the street. So these girls are playing with this pink slime, just having a blast. And it's the coolest slime they've ever felt because it squeezes like slime, but then when you let it go, it moves and jiggles like water. If you go slow, you can put your hand in it like water, but you can squeeze it, then it turns and feels like slime. It's some cool stuff. She's having so much fun with it. And so we end up getting the golf cart, and we end up taking it down, going down to the little lazy river down there by the Grand Lanai meeting area, and we have a great time. We're playing, having a good time in the pool, and then I get the call. The pool water guy is almost there. I say, jump back in this golf cart. Well, we gotta go. So we come back home, and we get there just as that big old truck is pulling up. I said, okay, yep, come around this way. Yay, we want to watch. They wanted to see that water get poured into the pool. And so we all run around the backyard, and they hook up this gigantic hose from the truck on the side of the house, and they pull it around, and they swing it on into the pool, and the guy says, okay, let her rip. And the man in the truck pushes a button, and water starts pouring out of this thing like a fire hose. It's like 100 hoses in one dumping into the pool. He goes, oh, yeah. And I say, okay, stay away from the side. Be careful. And little Sienna, she's only two, she starts walking. I said, no, get back. And Ava says, Sienna, no. And Ava goes to grab her hand and pulls her back, and she screams out a big, loud scream. I said, oh, my gosh, what's going on, Ava? She said, ah, she's pointing into the pool. I said, what, the water? Yeah, water. She said, no, Granddaddy, no, this ain't water. I said, what? And I walk over, and I look, and I'll be darned if the whole pool was not filled with painted turtles, some small as a quarter, some as big as a pancake, some as giant as one of them flying saucer tubes you go down in the snow with. I said, oh my, what? And then I look up and I see it. That golf cart, yeah, the bag is tilted over, and I can see the empty bag of pellets tipped right into where the pool was. These turtles had gone and followed that trail all the way into our pool. And now there's got to be 100, 200, 500 turtles. I can't even count them all. There's so many. I said, oh, my. And the water's filling up. I said, okay, we got a big, 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 big problem. Okay. So I say, hey, we got to cut the water off right now. Cut the water. I'm yelling out, so the man cuts the water in the truck and jumps out. What's going on? He comes running around. I said, we got a turtle infestation or something going on in here. I think we got a little disaster happen with our golf cart. It's a long story, but you got to stop the water. We got a problem. He looks and he says, oh, my goodness, I've never seen so many turtles in my life. Filling up the pool. I said, okay. We got to get Miss Ursula over here. I don't know what to do with all these turtles. So I jumped on that golf cart and ran back Miss Ursula's house. I said, you got to come with me. Come with me. She drives with me all the way back, and she sees it. She says, oh, my goodness. What are we going to do with all these turtles? They're stuck in the bottom of the pool. The pool's only filled with 2 feet of water now, and there's 100 turtles moving around. I said, I don't think we're going to be swimming in this pool, guys. And they start crying. I say, calm down. We got a hot tub. Maybe we can fill that. Oh, we want to go in the pool. They're crying, making all this fuss. And then Ava says, wait, Miss Ursula, do you think we could use these magic beads? She pulls the bag out of her pocket, and Miss Ursula looked at him. She said, "Oh, the slut. Oh, do you have a good idea? What were you thinking? What can we do with this to make, we could, make a," Ava said, "we can make a ladder, a turtle ladder for the turtles out of the slime." I said, "What is she talking about?" She said, "No, watch this. Miss Ursula, did you bring anything for the turtles?" She said, "Yeah, I brought a net and I bought a bag of this gourmet turtle treats that I have." She said, "Okay, I've got a great idea," said Ava. "Watch this." So she took one of the pellets and she tossed it into the pool. And just like before, this one was light blue. And the steam shot out. There was some bubbling. And all of a sudden, this little pellet turns into a gigantic blob of slime. And some of the baby turtles see it. And they start getting excited. I don't know if they were really making noise. I don't know if turtles make noise. But these turtles were so excited. They were climbing over their parents' back trying to get to this slime. And they got up to it, and one starts pushing its little feet into it, and it's squeezing it with its little claws, and Ava's just cracking up, laughing. "Oh, Mommy, they're having so much fun." Ava says, "Miss Ursula, can I have one of your turtle treats?" She says, "Yeah, here you go." So Ava takes this little turtle treat and drops it right into the center of the blob. And then the turtle starts to climb up the blob of slime. And it eats the treat. And Ava said, "Now watch this." Now she threw two pellets down. And this time, it turns into a bigger blob. She was making stairs out of these blobs of slime. This time she throws another treat on it. And that tiny little turtle, I'm telling you, it was the size of a half dollar. It climbs up the second blob and eats the second treat she had dropped on it. "It's working. I can't believe this," says Miss Ursula. "Ava, you've got a brilliant idea." And so then Ava drops three blobs of slime. And it makes an even bigger stair. And then she throws a few more treats onto that first little blob. And then the other turtles start seeing what's happening. "Oh my goodness, it's really working." So she throws four more. And then five. And she has now made a staircase out of these multicolored slime blobs all the way out of the pool. And then she starts dribbling treats all along the side of the pool and toward the side of the house. And we're watching in amazement as these turtles start following like a parade back out of the pool. They're climbing up. And we watch one, two, they're counting 10 by 10, 20 turtles, 30, 40 turtles. 100 turtles, 100 more. And Miss Ursula is just laughing. She can't believe that her gourmet turtle treats and that magic slime bubbles is making this kind of magic happen in that backyard. So the turtles are all coming out of the pool and one by one until there seem to be none left. So little Ava goes and looks in the pool and there is just one teeny tiny baby turtle left. And it's so cute. She says, "Oh, can I please? I want to go in now. It's safe. It's safe." I said, "Oh, yeah, I guess so." So Ava jumps onto that first bubbly slime step. And it's like, boing, boing. Whoa, this is so cool. I've never walked on slime. Sienna, come on. So Sienna grabs her hand and then she jumps down. Bloom, bloom, bloom. They're like, whoa. Then they bounce up and jump onto the step. Bloom, 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 bloom. And it's shaking and whoa, weaving. And they're having so much fun. And they bloop, bloop, bloop all the way down to the bottom. And they pick up that tiny little turtle. It was so cute. "Oh, you're so precious. Oh, yes, you are." Ava gives it a little turtle treat out of her hand. And it's looking up with the cutest little face. She says, "You were too small to get out, weren't you? It's okay. I'll give you a ride out." And so Ava climbs up out of the pool using those fun slime bubbly steps. And she gets up and there's a mama turtle sitting on the side. It was like she was watching, waiting for her baby. And so Ava sets the baby right on top of the mama's shell. And she looks at her with a look that I swear it looked like she was saying thank you to her. And that turtle turned around and marched off following the rest of them. So Miss Ursula got in the golf cart, and I said, Miss Ursula, I'll drive you home. And so we drove home, and on the way, we sprinkled little turtle treats all along the road, and we watched as those turtles marched down the street all the way back to their turtle pond, their little creek there behind her house. And when I got home, I'll be darned if that entire pool was not filled completely with these slime bubbles. Ava and Sienna had filled the pool completely up. Their parents were laughing, drinking peach daiquiris as they watched the girls play there. And the pool man said, you know what, Mr. Harmon? We're going to fill up the hot tub, but I think you got a pretty cool slime pool to play with now. We'll be back after the girls head back up to Virginia, and we'll fill it up with water for you. How does that sound? I said, hey, these girls look like they're having a blast, so let's just let them be. And so for the rest of the weekend, the girls had so much fun going back and forth from the hot tub to the slime pool. They were making slime balls and throwing them at each other and swimming all the way down to the bottom. It was like a rainbow slimy pool. But when they got out, they didn't have to dry off. The slime didn't stick to them. It was the cleanest, neatest slime we had ever seen. So I know that was quite some story, but it's all true. I trust you know that. And anytime they came down after that, we had many more adventures. And as we go along, I'll tell you more. But that's all I've got for tonight. So I hope you enjoy. And just know that these girls went on, and them turtles, to live happily ever after. The end.